The Northwestern University football team lost six offensive starters from a year ago, with quarterback Clayton Thorson the most recognized name. The Cats also lost three starters on an offensive line that had been together for multiple years. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you for dropping by today. My name is Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for more information at WWIB.com. One of those open spots on the O-line went to 6'3", 305-pound junior guard Nick Urban. The versatile Willoughby, Ohio native has played both guard spots and center for NU. And he's back with me on the show today. So first year for you, Nick, as a starter for Pat Fitzgerald. How about taking over at left guard there?
I think, you know, it's been awesome. You know, Coach Anderson's come in and has helped us and helped us gel, given us new techniques that you know, that have helped us grow as players. And you know, everyone on the field was on the field in the past, just not as much as we have been this year. So we're definitely, you know, going out and playing hard and playing physical, getting better one day at a time. And that's all Coach Anderson preaches to us, is to go out there and play the best we can, one day better, try to get one day better every day.
Yeah, Coach Anderson is your new offensive line coach, Kurt Anderson. So you're losing three starters to last year's team. How tough is it to get the cohesion you need to be successful as an offensive line?
Yeah, we lost three awesome players. So we really it starts in the film room, starts in our preparation. We all got to be on the same page and go out there and trust each other, learn or trust how we play against each other, with each other. So, we lost three awesome players, and the guys are ready to step up, is what Coach Fitch always preaches about. Next man up, and you know, that's what has happened this year so far.
You were a two-time All-State offensive lineman at Willoughby High School in Ohio, rated top 30 offensive guard in the nation at the prep level, and you were all set to go to Duke to play ball down there, and they suddenly pulled back the offer. How did you wind up at NU?
So my family, my mom, my dad, always preached academics first, and Duke was my first Power 5 offer, so I fell in love with them automatically. I'm like, oh, I could play Power 5 football, stuff like that, and then all these other schools started contacting me, so I kind of just had to take a step back, look at all my options, and I ended up coming to Northwestern and closer to home. Just felt like the right place. I had that feeling where it was just, oh, this is where I want to play, this is where I want to be the next 4 or 5 years, so kind of called my high school coach, and he's like, hey, if you want to do it, then you got to do it. It's your choice, and we're backing you up 100%. My mom and dad were both in with me, so I ended up pulling the trigger, and here I am.
Here you are. Offensive lineman Tommy Doles was your host for your campus visit that you made to NU. He is a strong, committed Christian. He's been on the show, I think, several times during his career at Northwestern. And I found it interesting, Nick, that God arranged Tommy to be influential in your life right there on your first visit.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, first off, I just want to say he's been such a role model to me in football and faith and just in life in general. He's an awesome guy, a lifelong friend. But my first visit here, I was with him, and there wasn't really many guys on campus. I think it was over some sort of break. But before we even started talking about football or anything like that, he had all the Christian books in his room, and we just hit it off on our faith together and started talking probably an hour and a half about just our faith and, you know, what it means to play for the Lord and just be a Christian and stuff like that. And then finally we started talking about, all right, what's football like here? What's school like here? But, he was a huge part of why I wanted to come here. He said that he introduced me to Athletes in Action and everyone on that staff. And just, it just, I just knew. It was just one of those things where no, this is where I need to be.
So were you a believer in Jesus before you made that first campus visit?
Yeah, absolutely. So grew up in a Christian household, grew up going to a church that my grandma grew up in, my mom and her sisters grew up in, and then me, my brothers, and my cousins all grew up in. So it's a little tiny church, probably about 40 people per week. So, you know, close-knit community. But I never really, I guess, pursued it as much as I should have in high school. You know, came to sports year-round, and, you know, we kind of, like, oh, we get to sleep in for a day. We get to sleep in. We don't have to go to church. But I was always a huge, always praying and all that. And but when I came to school here, like I said, Tommy introduced me to Ethics in Action. And I kind of just wanted to skyrocket in my faith and take the next leap that I needed to take to grow in my faith. It's been awesome.
Super. 6 foot three, 305 pounds, starting left guard Nick Urban for Pat Fitzgerald's Northwestern Wildcats. They're 1-3 after a loss at Camp Randall last Saturday. But, hey, they've been in this position before and have been very successful. From that point. So we'll see what happens. They have a trip planned this Saturday to Lincoln, Nebraska. Nick, thanks for coming back today. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Of course. Thank you for the opportunity.